everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
In the legal profession, there are contracts out there you should avoid too. And a lot of people try to act like they know what a contract is and try to read the contract themselves. And a comma or the word or the word and can make a difference in what a contract means. Here to talk about contracts, talk about the strike, talk about acting, talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment. She's Houston-based. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the one and only attorney Jaylene Mack. How you doing, Jaylene?
I am doing fine. Thanks again for that wonderful intro. And boy, I'm so glad to be back because you're about to talk about a big deal in the entertainment industry. Contracts, so important that everybody knows what they're getting into. So I am here to talk about that.
Let me ask you this, Jaylene, because a lot of people, you know, try to save a little money, don't want to talk to people like you. Now, and there are contracts that come from, I'm going to use the word reputable because, you know, they come from production companies, they come from studios, but that doesn't mean that that contract has your best interest. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Your best interest if you sign it. Is that true or not?
Well, you always have to remember that there are two sides to the contract, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, whoever's receiving the contract and whoever sent the contract, basically, right? Two sides in terms of whoever the drafter and the person you're entering into the contract is one party, and then the person expected to enter into the contract on the other side is the other party. So those are competing interests already, and inherently there's a conflict of interest. So I would rely on the studio to say, hey, we've offered you the perfect deal. Sign here. Really? Without counsel? Without maybe my lawyer looking at it? If I don't have a manager, do I have an experienced, if I don't have a lawyer, do I have an experienced manager to look at it? You know, I wouldn't sign without legal advice. That's for certain. And I will also say this, and I've said this many times, if you have an entertainment matter, do not take your entertainment matter to a real estate attorney. Don't take it to a probate attorney. Just because somebody has ESQ as a title at the end of their name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or their attorney so-and-so and they have big commercials about 18-wheeler wrecks. Do not take your entertainment contract to that lawyer. Find you a lawyer who is experienced in entertainment specifically in the area of entertainment that your contract is related to. So if you got a music issue, take it to a music lawyer. If you have a contract dealing with television in the unscripted space, make sure that lawyer has that type of experience. A writer, make sure that that lawyer has some experience with writing agreements. So that's where they need to start. First of all, having the right representation to take a look at that agreement to make sure that, you know, it's fair, basically, and you get as much of the benefit of the bargain as you can.
I want to bring something up here, Attorney Mac. I remember, because I've represented people over the years. And then what was happening was, especially in the reality TV world, because these people are coming on these reality shows, especially like these baking shows and these a lot of shows that are, physical fitness shows, and they were leaving and getting endorsements or they were getting other TV opportunities. And it was almost like signing talent deals. You know, you come on the show. It used to be you come on the show and you just do get paid for the show. But then they feel they made you put you in a position to be recognized, and they want a percentage of your life or opportunity that you've received once you leave the show. I'm talking about for T-shirt sales. It can be if you have a bakeware. They can have something like that if you're a baker. Yeah. These contracts still exist today, correct?
They do, and oh my God, your timing is impeccable, because literally this morning I had a client that I had to advise on I won't say the name of the show or the network, but it was a cooking related show, and the contract was 45 pages long. Let's start there. And not only did it have a number of issues related to if you make it to the show, because right, it deals with what happens when you audition for the show, even what happens when you fill out the application, and maybe you make the show, and how many seasons are you going to be on the show, and then if we make you a success on the show, we want the exclusive right to manage you, we want the exclusive right to handle a TV deal with you. So it's almost like these record labels, you know, when the record when record stores shut down and the record business changed and everything was streaming, now the record labels had to figure out how to get a little bit of everything that you deal with. So even in this cooking space that you're talking about with this reality show, now it's a very similar 360 deal in a lot of cases, because we know reality shows have been so successful in building talent that they want a little bit of the money that they spent to build you as a talent, although they were getting paid well from advertisers, right?
Right.
They want a little bit of that back. So now they're going to tax you on the success that you got from their show. And how are they doing that? By example, with this cooking, with a cooking show, as you even referenced, they'll charge you a fee called a business royalty, because maybe you went out and you started cookbooks, and you got popular on YouTube and you're making all these appearances as a chef. Or we're going to charge you a restaurant royalty because
a restaurant royalty
on our show. Yeah. Now you want to go and open up a full blown restaurant. We need our 15%. We need our 10% because we help build you. So that is definitely the trend that I'm seeing, especially in these competition based shows, because it's not like an unscripted reality show, let's just say Housewives of Atlanta. Those people get paid well. I mean, NeNe Lakes, they have to get her out the way first on Housewives, and whatever little money's left over, it trickles down to everybody else, because we know she's a leading talent on that show.
Right.
But with that being said, there's longevity, right? So yes, your brand will build up over time, but that show has several seasons, and there's lots of money to not only pay talent, but lots of money for that show to make off of you.
But this is your dream. You've gotten a call from one of these networks, and I'm going to stay in that cooking lane, because that's where I'm at. I'm a cook. So that's what I understand. And you telling me, you know, I got my little TikTok, I got my little social media handled, and I go over there and is it anyway? Because, you know, in terminology, you know, you can get a contract, you can strike through them and say, I'm not going to do that. Are these contracts set up where, hey, almost like a take it or leave it?
Naturally, yes, they are. Because they know.
Wow.
So I'll say this. Sometimes I can sit back and say, you know what, everything's negotiable. But in reality, when you got a 45-page contract And the show is not in its infancy stage. This is a show that's an institution that has been going for years, and they know for a fact that they make stars. The show rates well on television, and the buyers are lined up to take an ad, to advertise in the show, right? Mm-hmm. They know this show is successful, and everybody wants to be on the show. If you're desperate enough, you will jump in bed with that devil and not get a chance to negotiate the things that really are important to you. Some of those things do become a take it or leave it position. But even when I look at those contracts, as convoluted as they can be, you know, really, really, I mean, a small print type stuff, you got to take your time to read through every line. But I would still push for exclusion if I could, right? Right. Meaning, hey, I'm a chef, and I know I'm not a big name now, but I do have a food truck that's been doing well these last 2 years, and I know I'm only making, you know, $300,000 a year, but if I come on this show, I might end up making $3 million a year. I get that, but this little food truck is important to me. It's been in our family for a while. I put a lot of time, toil, and talent in it. I built it up. I built my brand around it, and I don't want to share this with the network. You have to specifically say that to these lawyers and these producers, that I have some things that I want to exclude, I don't want to share, and these things existed before this show came along.
Right.
But, but it's important to make the argument.
Yeah, but a lot of people may not have that. And they when they come on, they can blow up popularity tied to their social media,
right,
popularity tied to just coming home. So it's important. I guess what I wanted to point out, you know, I'm talking to attorney Jaylene Mack, and I say the word Houston-based, but her reach has expanded into Las Vegas, Nevada, Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, California, New York, New York, Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, New Orleans, you know, Dubai. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that's a lot. So of reach. That's a reach in the legal profession. And I only say she's Houston-based because that's where she's headquartered. But and more importantly, when I look at in my life, I've been so fortunate to have legal guidance. And believe me, you know, the old axiom is that, hey, you know, I don't want to pay nobody. It looks good to me. They wouldn't cheat me. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
It happens. No, it happens. I mean, I will say, you know, there's a lot more integrity in the industry now, and you can certainly work through your representatives.
Well, come on now. Come on, Jaylene. How is that you just told me this morning?
What?
You saw this contract.
No. Right. No. Hear me out. What I mean by that is there are some factors in place to help you at least understand your deal and know what it is that you're dealing with, right? As opposed to being blindsided by the small print. So with that being said, what I mean is you do have your option to have your representative, right, negotiate this deal on your behalf or with you, alongside of you. So that's the plus side of being in the business. But at the end of the day, if how much power do you really have, you right? And if you're trying to build your brand, and this is the biggest stage you've ever been on, and you want to parlay all that success into an empire, it might be worth, you know, giving up some things, you know, for the next 5 years of your life, or sharing some of your profit for the next few years after you've been successful on the show. All of it might be worth it because you say, okay, I got to the good outweighs the bad. You know, yeah, it might cost me $1 million when it's all said and done, but I'm going to walk away with $4 million. You got to weigh all those factors, right? I know I'm dealing with high numbers that, you know, some people may never reach, but it sounds
land. But you know something? It's reachable. It's happening out there, and that's the whole thing. That's why they see it. That's why they got these contracts out there. They know it's happening.
True.
And so the reality, they wouldn't have these type of contracts if it didn't happen at least one time. So, you know, one time, and it probably happened about 2-3 times when they went, hold up. They getting television shows, they getting endorsement deals, and they were nobody till they came on our show. And that's what it's all about. You know, whether you're a fitness person, do a fitness show, next thing you know, you look over your Instagram account, you got 1 million followers. You know, you look at your YouTube, you got 500,000 subscribers, which means that you could be making anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 a month, depending on your views on your YouTube channel. So the important thing that attorney Jaylene Mack is saying, and I'm saying to anybody who's listening on the show, is that if a contract's put in front of you, Find somebody who knows how to read it. Jaylene, I want to go to break. When I come back, something I didn't do last time we was on this show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, I want to know, how did you get started? And what got you in that direction that the law was going to be a career for you? When we come right back, yes, I'm going to learn more about a Houston-based but Dubai-known attorney, Jaylene Mack.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Despite being known for loud, bombastic comments and his trademark propensity to debate, a much softer side of Stephen A. Smith is revealed when discussing the inspiration for his success.
The final product is for the fans. I'm about the work, the process, the grind, the day in and day out, meticulous, tedious work that you have to put in to perfect your craft. And the reason why that resonated with me so profoundly, Rushon, is because that's what I attach to all my work. Everybody right now is celebrating Stephen A's world coming on ESPN Plus, or they're talking about my sports center with Stephen A. Smith, the NBA show, or they're with First Take. All I think about is going day to day and making sure that I do everything that I can to deliver to the audience what their expectations are of me and to exceed those expectations.
If you want to hear this full interview with Stephen A. Smith, visit MoneyMakingConversation.com.
Keep the wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Winning. HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Tia Mowry, the star of Family Reunion, recalls spending years being incorrectly treated for her debilitating abdominal pain. This experience inspired Tia to sell healthy vitamin supplements,
I decided to come out with a supplement line called Answer to encourage and to inspire women to take back and charge of their health. It's called Answer, insinuating you are the answer.
Awesome.
After my surgeries with endometriosis, my doctor was like, yo, Tia, there's nothing I can do. You kind of have to start looking at your lifestyle. And that's exactly what I did. And I want to encourage other women and people to do the same. We have a women's multi. We have an elderberry. We have a kids gummy. We have a men's line. Mm-hmm. We're going to be coming out with several other amazing supplements.
If you want to hear this full interview with Tia Mowry, visit moneymakingconversation.com. Keep winning.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Jaylene Mack, why are you a lawyer?
Well, let me button this before we go on. I just want to put the caveat out there, what we were talking about earlier. All reality, unscripted shows, competition, lifestyle, et cetera, will not have the same contract. But what we were talking about specifically was these new contracts that feel like these 360 deals. So I just want, I don't want to discourage anybody if you're trying to go on a reality show to know that, to think that it's going to be such a difficult time or process for you. It may be something light, a lighter experience, and you may not have some of the same things that these competition shows have in their agreements versus if you were just going on a lifestyle show. So I just want to put that caveat out there. So whatever contract you get for that particular show would stand alone. And again, I encourage everybody to get a lawyer to take a look at it, to go through it with you. So to go back to, why am I a lawyer?
Why is Jaylene Mack?
Right. So it's so funny because, you know, I was an actress before I was a lawyer, and mm-hmm. I still act to this day. But when I graduated from Xavier University of Louisiana, XU, yes, HBCU, proud of it, I was at that fork in the road because I finished college in 90, and you had to figure out, how do you make yourself way more marketable? Because everybody, you know, but plenty of people graduated from college, right?
Right.
So it was a matter of, did I want to go to graduate school, go into the workforce, or did I really want to just pursue acting, right? And I really did want to be an actress, but I didn't want to be a starving actress. And so I thought, looking at everybody around me at the time that was famous having problems with management, Tony Braxton, TLC, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he was a basketball player, they were having problems with management. And that went back to, they were having problems, and accounting and such, they were having problems with their contracts, not understanding the small print. So I said, I'm going to go be a lawyer because they teach you contracts in law school. And if I practice law, that'll be my waitressing job while I'm pursuing an acting career. Because I didn't want to be a starving artist. It was that plain for me, that simple. And of course, they teach you contracts in your first year. So had I failed law school, at least I'd have known about contracts. I could understand my own contract, right? You know, but I passed. I passed all years. I passed the bar the first time and didn't have a problem. But I did find a way to marry the two careers, practicing as a lawyer and practicing in the entertainment industry. And although I have plenty of other experience in other areas of the law, because I used to be a litigation attorney, I did family laws, criminal cases, landlord-tenant disputes. I did a gambit of things in a general practice, but my love was in arts and entertainment. And so that is literally how I got to become a lawyer. I wasn't a person that was born and say, oh, I want to be a lawyer, you know, at 6 years old.
Right.
I did not know I wanted to be a lawyer until I was at that fork in the road in my senior year of college.
Wow. Let me ask you this. So now, you know, we're surrounded by this incredible strike that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the actors are striking, which is SAG. The writers are striking with WGA. And then you turn around and you see, you know, Barbie has crossed the $1 billion box office worldwide. Oppenheimer, flying up to $400 million, about to cross $500 million worldwide. What is the problem? You know, what are the actors asking for, and what are the writers asking for? Or should I have that conversation separately? Ask me, because you're an actor, actress.
Yeah.
What are the actors asking for that the studios are resisting?
So it's a number of things that's been happening, but at the core of it, it's more money, better working conditions, improvement of safety, and more passive income, right? Because with the big streamers coming along, the residual income, it's almost like non-existent. And I've myself been that person to open up the envelope, gotten a check, and all I see is 75 cents. Or $36.
Hold on. Attorney Jaylene Mack. You got the residual check that has 75 cents.
I had one that was less than a dollar, and I think it was the movie Hurricane Season, if I'm not mistaken. And I did that like 2008. So I will say old movies tend to pay you less residuals, right, because they've been out for so long. But
But
residuals used to be thousands of dollars. Like, you live for a residual check.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't even run to the mailbox. Sometimes I don't even open those. I got a check, two checks sitting on my desk right now that I haven't cashed yet. Because, like, one's less than $100, and I don't know what the other one is, but total, they probably weren't quite $200. And so that's for somebody who's in between jobs, right, or somebody who hasn't worked for a while on a union project that's paid significantly, they're living check to check, especially if they're not getting large residuals. And that's why it's important as a creative to have more than one stream of income. That's why you have directors who are producers who are writers, right?
Mm-hmm.
As an actor, you shouldn't just be an actor. You should be writing as well. You should be a producer developing your own projects. You have to create multiple streams of income. And Jaylene Mack is not just an actress. I'm not a fool. I need to earn a living, especially living in a market that's not a typical entertainment market such as Houston. So what do? I'm also a lawyer. So I don't have to worry about, well, I don't have an acting gig, but I also produce and I also write and I'm also an author, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm also a philanthropist and I have a foundation. And so I've had these multiple hats that I get to wear in the industry that makes a lot of sense for the industry, because obviously there's only so many areas, so many industries that you can be in where you wear these multiple hats and you're hybrids. Because when you start to get in other areas, like, I don't know, let's say you're a nurse, maybe you're still just a nurse. You're just in a specialized area, but you don't wear multiple hats, right? You don't necessarily say, well, I'm a nurse, and then I'm a TV producer, and I'm a, you know, or whatever, because it may not necessarily make sense in that industry. But in the entertainment industry, multiple hats for multiple streams of revenue make a lot of sin, because that's just how it works.
Right. Attorney Mack, how does one get in touch with you? Do you know, is there a direct number at your office that one can call?
Yes.
How does that work?
Yes. They're welcome to call the number 713-661-MACK, which stands for 713-661-6225. So if they don't remember, 713-661-MACK. And then they can find me at jlenemack.com. They can find me on social media at Jalene Mack on all the channels. LinkedIn is a great place to find me. Or as they say, Google me and they'll find me at Jalene Mack.
You know, they always put these disclaimers out there on my show. Rashawn has a relationship with somebody on this show. Well, I do have a relationship, a business relationship with her. She's represented my trademark business for at least over 20 years, you know. And her firm has been my go-to firm for trademarks. Now, because in the business, you have to have people you trust. You have to have people. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, a lot of people go, well, you know, if you just put your trademark in an envelope and then you mail it back to yourself and don't break the seal, it's registered. No, it's not. But people believe that because they can Google that information and that's what it will say. Just like people use, they cure themselves or try to cure themselves by being their doctor by going on social media or going on their website and stuff like that, internet. Mm-hmm. So as we wrap this up, you know, can you say one thing that people shouldn't do in this business that they're continually doing that frustrates you?
Yeah, the leading thing, as I mentioned before, you know, not going to the proper lawyer to handle your legal matter. And that's in any case, you know, we can get outside of entertainment law. I mean, even if it's a divorce attorney, you wouldn't want to go to a real estate attorney, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you need a will done, you wouldn't necessarily want to go to your corporate attorney. So make sure your representative is experienced to handle the issue that you have. When it comes to contracts, even if you don't have a lawyer and you try to prepare a contract yourself, if you take one off the internet, a general template, you know, that has blank lines, or you find a contract that's a TV contract that's filled out, but it's online and it's somebody else's contract, you cannot take the contract and just fill in the blanks and think that it's completely been negotiated or it makes sense for your situation. You really do have to read through it to know and understand what it is you're filling in and why, or what else about the contract might need to be changed. Even if you fill it out yourself and you feel like, I saved some money. Well, I don't know if that saves you some money or costs you some money, but what you know what I mean?
Right.
But what I will tell you is find a way to put aside some type of legal fund to even have a lawyer take a look at the contract that you prepared yourself for an extra pair of eyes, right? Or, you know.
You got to do it that way. Attorney Jalene Mack, as usual, I run out of time. You're just an incredible guest.
Oh,
I
want to
appreciate you. Can you give out that phone number one more time if we close out the show?
Absolutely. 713-661-MACK, or they're welcome to, they can email me at info@jalenemack.com. JaleneMack.com is a website, Jalene Mack on all social media, and I'm here to assist.
Okay, thank you. And I want to thank all my friends and family. That's who listen to our show. You are my friends. You are my family. Again, I'll be back next week with another great episode of Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Thank you, Jalene Mack, Attorney Mack.
Thank you for having me again.
From Houston to Dubai. That's right. So I say bye-bye.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rashawn McDonald. Rashawn's a 2-time Emmy Award winner, 3-time NAACP Image Award winner, sitcom writer, stand-up comic, and former IBM executive. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.